This season, Instacart has your back to school. As in, they've got your back to school lunch favorites like snack packs and fresh fruit. And they've got your back to school supplies like backpacks, binders, and pencils. And they've got your back when your kid casually tells you they have a huge school project due tomorrow. Let's face it, we were all that kid. So first, call your parents to say, I'm sorry. And then download the Instacart app to get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes all school year long. Get a $0 delivery fee for your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
All right, a quick take on Skeens and a question. I don't want to get out ahead of my skis here. I don't want to go full hyperbole, but it's hard when a guy has made 10 starts and you can reasonably discuss whether or not he's the best in the sport at his position. My take is this. I think he is my favorite Pittsburgh sports athlete to watch ever.
What?
Ever. And I'll explain why. You know, Crosby, he came in and the anticipation was unreal. And he's won 3 championships. He's made good on everything. And you're going to get to watch him 82 games a year and then more in the heyday when they were winning a bunch of playoff series. You know, Ben came here and it's football. Like, when he was good, you knew he'd be here forever. Skeens, like, I really want to soak it all in. Because just understanding the economics of ball, like, I hate to be Debbie Downer guy, but you got to live in the moment. Maybe they'll shell out and pay him $500 million. I don't know that I'd bet on that. So you got every sixth day, every fifth day for 6 years, and I don't want to miss a single one. And he's that dominant. He's that special. So maybe like my favorite athlete to watch, maybe that's not the right way to frame it, but the guy who's the most can't miss for me, because you just don't know when it's going to end. And like, I know I kill people when they're like, oh, he's going to be a Yankee, da da da. I just want to make sure that I take it all in. Because to me, he's different than Cole. He's different than Glasnow. He's different than Jameson Taillon in that he's better. But also, like, I think his best years are going to be here. Like, if you might win the Cy Young, and you're certainly going to win the NL Rookie of the Year, when you're going to do that in your first season, like, you're probably going to have the best of this guy here. And he's going to be great for a long time. I just want to make sure I don't miss a thing, if that makes sense.
Well, the thing about the athletes, at least in our time in Pittsburgh, that would be our favorites to watch, and you're saying Paul Skeens is probably your favorite to watch, with Mario Lemieux, with Sidney Crosby, with Ben Roethlisberger, Troy Polamalu, those players that were in our lifetime, they brought us championships.
Yes.
And Paul Skeens is probably not going to bring a championship here to Pittsburgh. So
we're really Debbie Downing it now.
I'm just being honest. Like, we, like, Sidney Crosby willed his teams. Mario Lemieux willed the Penguins. Ben Roethlisberger willed, at times, the Steelers to win championships. I don't think that Paul Skeens is going to be, individually, yes, he's going to have all this success. But whenever it comes down to it, it's the players for me that have willed and have won championships here. That's why that, like, I would pick Sidney Crosby's my favorite to watch, because he did it with different regimes. He did it with different styles in different decades.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that.
I don't, and Paul Skeens, whether it's a small window or not, I don't think that he is ever, they'll get maybe maybe close. But can you see them ever winning a World Series underneath with Paul Skeens?
I think if they're going to win a World Series in my lifetime, that it would happen now, that it would happen with Skeens. Like, he gives them their best chance because you finally got the guy, and it's so hard to get the guy.
He gives them the best chance, I agree, but are they going to give him the best chance? And that's also folded into his playing ability.
Yeah, I understand what you're
I'm
saying.
I'm trying to persuade you.
Like, no, from an individual standpoint, like, it wasn't until a few years ago that I really said to myself, oh, geez Louise here, boys. Doing my best Tyler Kennedy. Like, I better soak up the Crosby because we're getting to the back nine. Well, like, you're on the front nine and the back nine of Skeens because he's probably going to be a six-year dude, you know? So just individually, he's probably not going to be as decorated on a championship level. Like, he ain't going to win. He ain't going to win three championships like Crosby. He's not going to win two like Ben.
Right.
He might not ever win one, to your point. However, I just think he's the one at, like, I could miss a Crosby game. He'll play in 2 days, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I could miss a Ben. Well, you're not going to miss football games, but you understand what I'm saying. Like, he's going to be here for 5 years. He's a franchise quarterback. With Skeens, I make sure that, like, today I got T-ball with my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we'll be racing home. It's at 1 o'clock. We'll be racing home. I don't want to miss a pitch of this guy. And I can't think of when I was so invested in one player the way that I am in Paul Skeens.
Mm-hmm.
And all the guys you mentioned, hey, yeah, like, you don't want to miss a play that any play, Troy, anytime Troy's out there, you don't want to miss, I get it. But this Skeens thing, it's so, he just burst on so fast and it's so fleeting that I feel like I'm hanging on every single pitch and I get nervous. Do you not get nervous? Like, I want to see spectacular every time. And then the other thing about Skeens that's so cool is, I feel like after each of the last few starts, it's been, I don't know that he had his best stuff.
Mm-hmm. And it's still pretty.
And it's still seven innings. Good. And he strikes out eight and gives up a run, right? Like, when he needs the double play, he gets the double play. When he needs a strikeout, he gets the strikeout. Well, like, he's a wizard, Harry. And it's so amazing that I get nervous when there's two strikes, because I don't want to pop up. I want to see him strike the guy up.
Mm-hmm.
And I just can't think, like, oh, Ben, don't let us down. Nah, Ben got 15 more plays, and he's got 15 years with Skeens. Like, I just want him to be so badly the best. And he's making good on that, and I want to make sure that I take it all in. That's all I'm saying. I don't know if I'm making any sense here, but I hope I am. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think it has a lot to do with him having the ball. You know, he has control.
Yes.
Like, and it's in the realm of quarterback with Ben, but it's more of, like, all eyes.
Yes.
Like, with Ben, you know, the quarterback has the ball, but you're watching the offense go against the defense. With Skeens, you're obviously watching him pitch against batters, but he has the ball. Everything's focused on him. He puts the ball up to his face. He blinks a couple times. He looks down. He shakes his head, not too hard, but he just kind of just goes like this. And then he just throws gas. Like, I think that has a very enamoring whenever you do watch
watching the warm-ups.
Yes.
You know? And I don't know that I ever went, like, honestly, to a Steeler game and said, I'm going to watch Ben. Like, he's the main reason why the team was winning. But I didn't say, I got to get a ticket to this game because I need to see Ben.
Mm-hmm.
I'm watching the Penguins just for Sid. No, they were really good. They were probably going to win, and you're going to have a good time, and Sid was going to do awesome stuff, but I didn't buy a ticket. I need to see just him.
Mm-hmm. I got you.
I would buy, like, if I'm going to a Bucco game this year, and I got however much money to spend, and I can go to one, like, yeah. I don't care who they're playing. I don't care if it's 12:35 and it's 97 degrees, and I hate the heat. I melt like the Wicked Witch of the West. I would pay to see this guy just for him, knowing that they could wind up losing 2-1 because a reliever gives something up or someone boots a ball, but were his seven innings great?
Right.
Probably. So I can't think of a player that I would have, like, to change it even a little bit here, that I would be more willing to spend money just to go see that particular guy. It's quite the phenomenon.
I bet you a lot of people, and it's not Pittsburgh, but it does have something to do with Pittsburgh real quick. I bet you a lot of people are going to get that, go to that Christmas Day game to see Mahomes.
See, it's funny you bring that up, because as it was coming out of my mouth, I bought a ticket to a Steelers-Colts game in 08.
To see Manning?
To see Peyton Manning.
Right.
Yeah. And
Patrick Shohei did that
yes.
last month.
Yeah. There are great players.
He's in that category, though.
He is, yeah. And that's why they'd be so stupid not to start him in the All-Star game.
Yeah, you're right. Yep.
You made a great point the other day. Like, Cardinals fans gave him a standing O. Hey, I think people around baseball are enamored by the unicorn factor.
Yeah.
The hardest throwing starting pitcher potentially of all time. Like, I would guarantee you, whatever the rating was for last year's All-Star game, if Skeens is the starter, he's going to absolutely blow it out of the water.
Yes.
And they'll blow it out of the water.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim. Located at the Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of our six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of our massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.